Listening Library presents Incarceron by Catherine Fisher. Read for you by Kim I. Guest. Crystal Eagle, Dark Swan. Chapter 1. Who can chart the vastness of Incarceron? Its halls and viaducts, its chasms. Only the man who has known freedom can define his prison. Songs of Safik. Finn had been flung on his face and chained to the stone slabs of the transitway. His arms spread wide, were weighted with links so heavy he could barely drag his wrists off the ground. His ankles were tangled in a slithering mass of metal, bolted through a ring in the pavement. He couldn't raise his chest to get enough air. He lay exhausted, the stone icy against his cheek. But the civicry were coming at last. He felt them before he heard them, vibrations in the ground, starting tiny and growing until they shivered in his teeth and nerves, the noises in the darkness, the rumble of migration trucks, the slow, hollow clang of wheel rims. Dragging his head around, he shook dirty hair out of his eyes and saw how the parallel grooves in the floor arrowed straight under his body. He was chained directly across the tracks. Sweat slicked his forehead. Gripping the frosted links with one glove, he hauled his chest up and gasped in a breath. The air was acrid and smelled of oil. It was no use yelling yet. They were too far off and wouldn't hear him over the clamor of the wheels until they were well into the vast hall. He would have to time it exactly. Too late, and the trucks couldn't be stopped. And he would be crushed desperately.